Dear listeners, the last few weeks have been a windstorm of change for Ritual Misery. Kent started his new job. I finished a work project that sucked my time away. We went live on DiamondClub.tv. Yeah, we've had a bit going on. That said, we haven't released an episode in a few weeks. We didn't record last week because I was sick, still kind of am, and we disputed not releasing episode beta 53 because of the audio problems. But we got to keep it real and share our experiences with you, our listeners. What you're about to listen to is Ritual Misery growing live on the air. And if you can handle the first 3 minutes of static, it's an entertaining look at how we handle on-air crises. So on with the show. I hesitantly present you episode beta 53, Back to the Diamond Club Future. Thank you for listening. And the channel showed up. Look at that. It's like it's all working. It's all coming together. Something's bound to fail.
Yeah.
Something is bound to fail.
I'm getting some static from your audio.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 53 for Friday, the 16th of October, 2015. This is a show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos, and that guy right there, who you might actually be able to see at the same time as me today, is Kent. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Stressed. Just stressed. Like, an insane week of nothing but stress, and now here I am, intentionally stressing myself out, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have a hobby, and your hobby is stress.
Apparently, that's a thing. That's got to be a thing, right?
It is so. Now, if it wasn't before.
Well, so how you been this week, man?
Good, I guess. Kind of bored. Last week I started work, but I'm not really working yet still.
Yeah.
So I go to work. And then 8 hours later, I come home.
Oh, so it's just like before you retired.
Well, kind of, but I don't even have anything that I can pretend to be doing now, so.
So you rekindled your relationship with Facebook, because that's all there is to do at work when there's nothing to do at work.
Yeah, well, I've been reading a lot of news.
Oh.
That's kind of what's been occupying my time.
Well, you would think that the show notes would be more full on your side if you're reading a bunch of news.
Yeah, well, at work I can't get on Google Drive.
Oh.
I'm in a building with classified facilities, so they have the shielding that blocks.
Oh, believe me, I know all about that crap this week.
So, yeah, I've been kind of crippled when it comes to doing internet things.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I did get a chance to watch a movie this week. Have you seen the new disaster movie, San Andreas, starring The Rock?
I have not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna sing its praises. It's not a great movie, but it's a disaster movie, and if you like disaster movies, it's, you know, fits the bill. One good thing that I can say about it is that, you know, how a lot of disaster movies, like whether you're talking about 2012 or The Day After Tomorrow or something like that, you've got like an hour plus of setup and, oh, hey, care about these characters. Ooh, now care about these characters. Now care about this third set of characters. Oh. And then finally, eventually something happens. No, not this movie. It was like, all right, here's a couple characters. There's a couple over there. Anyway, all right, shit's hitting the fan now. 5 minutes in the movie. That was
hey,
kind of...
So audio just took a crap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It actually improved for me.
Now, the chat room is telling me that... Now it's good.
It sounds great now.
And yeah, it sounds like crap for me. This is going to be great. This is going to be an amazing episode.
Oh, man. Can you at least hear what I'm saying?
Yes, for now.
Okay. Okay.
And as you so famously like to point out, this is why we're still in beta, right?
This is why we're still in beta.
All right. So so San Andreas, man, it just goes right into the action?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So, I mean, for what it is, if you like disaster movies, it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
What did you do this week?
I worked. I worked, and then I worked some more.
Mm.
So, I did, you know, I told you last week that I was having problems with my iPad. I did finally fix that. That took quite a while to do.
What was the issue?
I have no idea. I
That's always good.
I got pissed off. I dropped it on the ground. I left it there for 2 days and then came back to it, plugged it in, and it started working. So,
okay.
Yeah, I had to do a complete restore, but maybe it was just me like ignoring it and saying, screw you, I'm getting out of here.
And you've got like it's an older one, right? Like a second or third gen?
It's a third gen. It's the first gen that had the Retina screen.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, yeah. It's like the only thing in the world I'm actually caught up with as far as Tom Merritt goes. Him and I have the same iPad. and we refused to upgrade for the same reasons, because this one's working pretty good so far, until I had to dropkick it this week, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. That tends to be when I finally go about upgrading, is when my shit doesn't work anymore.
Oh, well, no. I'm like, screw it. If I can dropkick it once a week and it still works, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally, totally. The drop fix is in full effect over here.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm like completely distracted by our new setup. I can't go on without expressing that we're on a new setup today. We're not just doing Google Hangouts. We're actually streaming to DiamondClub.tv.
Yeah, which is pretty rad.
Yeah, it'd be great if I could figure out what the hell is wrong with my audio now that everybody else can hear. it's gonna take some tweaking. But it's pretty amazing. Sergeant Muffin, he's in the chat room right now. He hooked me up, gave me basically a go here and figure stuff out tutorial, which means he told me exactly what I needed to do to get it going. And pretty awesome. Many thanks to him. We are here today to talk about one specific thing, and we'll get to that right after this. Now, in all my woes this week, I did not take the opportunity to listen to a TED Talk, but you did.
I did. normally, I sing the praises of the TED Talks that I watch, because typically, if I watch one and I didn't care for it, I'll watch another, and if I didn't care for that one, I'll just keep watching them until I find one that I want to talk about.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it didn't work out for me this week. I watched a couple of them. Didn't really care for those. I tried again today. And so I'm gonna talk about this one. I'm gonna give a non-rec for probably the first time in show history.
We've had one before. I don't remember whose it was, but
I think I think it was yours though.
Probably
we talked about one.
I'm a little less forgiving and more blunt than you are. So
yeah.
All right. So tell me about Alan Adams, the discovery that could rewrite physics. Like, the title has me excited. I'm good. The title is drawing me in. I'm ready.
Exactly. And as was I. So I watched it. And it's not the topic. The topic was fascinating. But he didn't really say shit about it. So basically, he's talking about the edges of the universe and the echo of the Big Bang that you can see on the edge of the universe.
All right.
And it's so fascinating that you can see like this bubble that we're in, and it kind of explains the inflation theory of the universe and how it's expanding and all this. And the only interesting thing that he really touched on was the idea that we're in this bubble universe, and there's the possibility that there are other bubble universes.
That's not really news,
kind of
is it?
Existing with, right? And then the TED Talk ended.
So, like, so was it a matter of he ran out of time? Like, was it an 18? No, it's only 4 minutes and 42 seconds long.
It's only like 5 minutes long. It was all foreplay.
That's just
like I got really excited about this talk.
That's just like my first marriage.
This was a blue balls of a TED talk.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So don't watch this one.
I will avoid it. I will avoid it. unless I'm just in that mood to be played with and let go. You know, that's sometimes you're in that mood. Sometimes you just want to be fondled a little bit and let go before it all gets exciting.
it's not as messy that way.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. All right, so our big topic for the day, man, the thing that we've been waiting to talk about for, I don't know, several...
30 years?
And my audio just changed again. This is amazing.
Did it improve at least?
No, it's completely trash now. The static went away, but now it's cutting out every 2 seconds. So anyway, we're going to talk about Back to the Future 2!
Yeah, so next Wednesday... is October 21st, 2015, which is the date that Marty and Doc and Jennifer went to in Back to the Future 2. Can you hear me, Amos? I guess not. So, my partner Amos is having a ton of audio difficulties, so hopefully his audio will kick back in so he can rejoin the conversation. And he's laughing hysterically, so I'm wondering if he can hear me, and he's just not transmitting anymore. All right, so everybody's seen Back to the Future 2. One of the coolest things about that movie is that there are many predictions about what the future is going to look like. Well, guess what, folks? We're here. We are living in the future. Next week is October 21st, 2015, or 2015, as they say in the movie. And we want to talk about some of the things that have come to be, some things that haven't come to be, some things that kind of, sort of, maybe are almost there. And hopefully we'll get Amos in here so that we can have an actual conversation about these things. And it doesn't look like it's happening. So I guess this is going to be a one mic show for a little while.
Just so you know, man, if you can hear me, this is amazing watching you lip sync your way through our show notes.
Ah, see, that's awful because I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you hearing me?
This is the best episode ever. So here you go. We got things for Back to the Future 2 broken down. Three ways, okay? Four ways, actually. We got things that the show got about 90% right. Things that it kind of might have got it right a little bit, maybe kind of. And things that it missed completely. And then we also have a little breakdown for a couple things that it just didn't even talk about. That it, you know, any real vision of the future would have shared. So I think we can work our way through some of the audio problems. If I'll take one and then you'll take one, we'll just keep going like that, and hopefully we don't repeat each other too much because this is it's beta, it's fun times. So one thing that it got right is wearable tech. Several times in the movie, it shows people with different accessories that are obviously technology based. Specifically, the goggles or glasses that they wear at the dinner table while they're watching TV. I thought that was kind of dead on. I mean, if you go straight from that to Microsoft's HoloLens, you're kind of seeing that. So I gave that a 90%. I thought that was pretty close.
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, it's kind of reminiscent of Google Glass or even some of the things like... the new VR systems that are going to be coming out in the near future. Granted, we don't have those things in hand yet, but they do sort of exist. But video calls, that's something that we more or less have that I think that we actually surpassed. So we have things like Skype, Google Hangouts, FaceTime on the iPhones and Apple products. So that I think is really good. The thing that they missed though in the movie is that everything was still stationary. You had to go to a wall or to an object, a fixed object, to do a video call. But we've got it better because we can actually walk around town and do like FaceTime or things like that.
All right. I'm assuming you spoke about FaceTime, things like that. And yeah, that's one of the things that's just amazing. There is one line in the movie where he's in the diner and he goes to play a game, and these kids can't figure out how to play the game because they have to pick up the gun and actually use their hands to play the game instead of just however they planned on massaging it. That's pretty close to Micah's PlayStation, the little wand thing, and the Xbox Kinect. You know, that's right along in there. So I went ahead and gave that a win as well. And I had forgotten all about that scene until I was reviewing this earlier today, and I thought that was like, yeah, that's so typical of shitty American kids. I was one, and now there's the whole new batch.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually one of me and the boys' favorite scenes. It's got Elijah Wood as a little kid in that scene, and we always talk about that and make fun of it. So tablet computers. Yeah, like spot on, man. That's an iPad. They're using iPads. That's, you know, we've had those for a couple years now, and it's pretty much right on.
Doc Brown actually almost has an iPad in the movie. I mean, like if you look at the side view, it almost looks just like an iPad. So,
So you can hear me now, I guess.
One of the other things that's in there is augmented reality. Yeah. There's a couple times when he shows videos or, you know, a screenshot of somebody, and it's actually like looking and seeing who's who and what's going on, everything else. And I thought that was pretty cool too. The closest thing that I've actually got usage on this for myself is Around Me, the app. I love that app. I go to a new town, open up Around Me, find out, you know, just look at restaurants, tip it sideways, and just start scanning around, and I can just, it shows me how far away all the restaurants are, how far the bars are. It didn't have titty clubs as a category, but if it did, I mean, you know, that'd probably get a lot of use from some people as well. But yeah, so there's that.
Siri is actually pretty good at finding things like that, brothels and strip clubs and things like that. So, I mean, it's not far off.
You'd right, almost so think the strip clubs would come, they would come out with that app themselves.
Right. One of the things you put in here is hundreds of drinks from a single dispenser. Yeah, that's something that we've kind of been able to do for a while now. You go to Taco Bell now, and you can choose, like, okay, I want Mountain Dew, and it'll put it in there. You can tell it how much ice you want. You can whatever. It all comes from the same dispenser. So that's, you know, that's a pretty easy one. We've had that for a bit.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw anything like that was at Five Guys, and you could choose, you know, different drinks and what flavors you want added to the drink. And yeah. It was pretty awesome. So that's the only time I've ever really seen it, but it's there. I mean, it doesn't pop up out of the table, but it's there.
Right.
Some of the other things on here, actually, unless there's anything in particular that you want to hit, I think some of it's pretty boring. Didn't really require its own little statements. Flat screen TVs, picture in picture TV. The only one in here that's really interesting to the rest of this column is the 80s nostalgia, the fact that we're still nostalgic about the 80s.
Yep, absolutely. One other thing in the list that I did want to touch on, though, is Pepsi Perfect. Pepsi is actually coming out with the Pepsi Perfect from the movie next Wednesday on Back to the Future Day. So that's kind of neat.
What are the odds you're actually going to see one of these? Because they're only making like 6,500, and they're going to be gone as soon as they're available, if they're not already gone, but whatever.
Yeah, and they're selling them for $20.15 a piece. So how many people do you think are going to actually open that thing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. What if it's not even Pepsi? What if it's just, you know, just like dark colored water, you know?
Yeah, well, they said it's going to be Pepsi, like their real sugar Pepsi.
Anyway. So, Yeah. Right, so yeah, anyway. so on with the tech. Hoverboards. We put this as the close, soon, kinda, because we kinda have hoverboards. Not to the extent where they're going to float over water in the pond in the middle of the town square, but we have the concept is there, and it's functioning at least somewhat appropriately. But
so yeah, there's kinda. A couple different kinds too. There's the nitrogen, the liquid nitrogen cooled one. There's the electromagnetic, go over copper one. There's a couple of them out there, but none of them really work that well, and they're not going to work over normal surfaces. So, you know, that one's still maybe we'll get there, but probably not like the one that Marty rode, not anytime soon. So the self-tying shoes is another one. Nike is actually coming out with these shoes sometime this year.
Yep.
And apparently they're going to be just like the ones in the movie, because I saw somewhere online, I saw the actual patent drawings for these things, and it's going to have little motors in there to pull the laces together and all that. Looks pretty neat. I mean, it's going to be just a, you know, gimmicky whatever. It's probably not going to be very functional or even comfortable, but it'd be kind of neat to have a pair, I think.
This is one of those things that I knew nothing about until I saw the article, you know, well, one of the many articles I was looking at today. So self-tying shoes. Is that what's finally going to fix these freaking kids that can't tie their shoes or just don't want to? I mean, because I see them walking around now, and I'd say anybody that's 10 years or more younger than I am, they're walking around without their damn shoes tied anyway. So Nike's going to come out with ones that tie their shoes for them. Are they finally going to have tied shoes? Or are they going to figure out a way to not tie those as well? Like, you buy the shoes
sure
and you
they
remove
will.
The battery or something? I mean,
most of the shoes that I wear are slip-on anyway, or at least I'll tie them, but they'll be loose enough that I can slip them on. I mean, who ties their shoes all the time?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't know.
I don't know. To me, it's kind of an outdated mechanism.
All right. 3D movies. We got this in the close, soon kind of category because, well, it's a thing. Like, it's definitely a thing. Sharks aren't coming out of the signs on the theater to chomp you in the middle of the street. But theaters, at least, think 3D is the shit.
Yeah, well, the thing about the movie that makes it different is nobody was wearing 3D glasses. This was just a perpetual there 3D thing. So they had to be using some sort of like holographic projection or something that did not require the use of glasses. And that's something that we just don't have yet. But we have a 3D-ish thing going on right now. So drones is something that we see a lot of today. Personal drones, the military has been using drones for decades now. It's becoming more and more prevalent in the news in the last few years, but personal drones that you can just buy out of the store right out of the box and just fly them around, that's becoming a thing, and businesses are starting to use them for all sorts of things. Fire departments are using them. Law enforcement's using them. Everybody's using them, and they're just going to become more and more of a thing. So that's pretty much pretty much there. That probably should have been in the 90% column, actually.
See, this is one of those things that okay, so there's drones, and there's drones in the movie, but the implementations are just completely different.
So, yeah.
You know.
For now, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's a big one, and it's been gaining a lot of traction here lately. The Cubs. Now
the
we
Chicago
already know
Cubs.
We already know the philosophies or the fortune telling is not going to come true, simply because they can't win the conference series and the World Series in the next 5 days. It can't happen.
Right. But this being the year, maybe. They might be able to win the World Series this year. They have already advanced to the National League Championship Series, which starts tomorrow, actually. Maybe. It could happen, man. This could be their year.
Yeah, if it's going to happen,
it's not
going to
be against
year.
The Florida Gators or whatever team they beat in the movie, because that team doesn't exist. So yeah, I'm really cheering for the Cubs. I've kind of been a lifelong Cubs fan anyway. I haven't really followed baseball lately, but yeah, I'm rooting for the Cubs. I kind of always have, but this is the year they need to do it this year. Let's see, another thing that we've got in the category of close, kinda, or soon is biometric security. One of the cool things in Back to the Future 2 is when they go up to their house, they just got to put their thumb on the door frame there, and they can get into their house. We absolutely have that tech now. Our iPhones have thumbprint readers. A lot of work centers will have a biometric thumb scanner or some other biometric thing set up to allow access. That's absolutely a thing. Does everybody have it on the door of their house? No, but I'm sure some people do.
Yeah. So here's a quick rundown of things that they missed. Just flat out, there's not even a consideration. Flying cars, not there. We are so not there. I don't even know if I ever want to be there, but we are not there.
Right.
Now, there was a touch of the autonomy in there as well, but it wasn't even close enough to call it a anywhere near what actually happened. So, self-adjusting clothing, other than the shoes, which, like I said, they're probably just going to find a way to take the batteries out and not use anyway. The self-adjusting clothes, not there at all. Nope. Fax machines, like oh my gosh, my favorite joke as far as this goes is the one that says, "Yeah, we can't fax where I live." And the person's like, "Where do you live?" And he's like, "The 21st century."
Yeah, exactly. You know, fax machines is one of those things that I can fucking rant on, because the only people that really use fax machines are doctors,
lawyers
and banks.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Ugh. Don't get me started on fax machines.
You're getting yourself started here.
No, it's a hot button topic for me.
Food prep. We do not have food rehydrators. As much fun as that doesn't sound, because that does not sound delicious at all. We do not have food hydrators. Mr. Fusion. We cannot produce electricity from random scraps of food. I mean, that'd be amazing
if
we could.
Badass.
I mean, the best we can do is the gas we produce from Taco Bell. Floating signs kind of goes right along with the drones. They had them there. We don't have that. We don't want this. We do not want floating signs. There's enough crap in our view anyway. And luckily, we never got to Jaws 19. That never happened.
We only got the 4.
Thankfully, that never happened.
But hey, now we have Sharknado. That's good, right?
So I'll let you cover the couple of things they didn't mention, because there's two of them that are kind of related, but
yeah. All right, so when they went to the diner in the movie, there were people riding these exercise bikes while they were eating their food. That didn't happen, thankfully. How awful would that be? Riding an exercise bike while you're trying to eat? Or what might even be worse is the guy next to you riding an exercise bike while you're trying to eat, and you got to deal with his smelly, sweaty body and possibly get sprayed with sweat. Like, that is awful. I'm so glad that did not come to pass. Fashion. That's the other thing. Oh, my God. If you watch this movie today, those clothes were supposed to be futuristic, but oh my God, they look 80s as fuck. They look like 80s club clothes. Something that you would see on MTV. I'm glad that that's not what we're wearing today. Yeah, enough said about that. What say you, Amos?
So many things. So there's so much wrong with that movie. So many things. One other thing I want to talk about, and this has nothing to do with Back to the Future 2, although it's something they might have been able to foretell in there, but we've all seen it for, you know, coming for quite a while. Playboy is dropping nudity. They're eliminating the fully nude women from the magazine. And it's easy to see why, because there's not that gap anymore. It's not trend-setting to have pictures of naked chicks in your magazine when Pornhub is completely free. So,
yep.
This is something we've all seen coming, I think, for a while. And it really, in my mind, it kind of takes the argument that, oh, we do it for the artistry of it, right out the window. Because if you're doing it for the artistry of it, you'd still be doing it. The age-old argument of, well, Playboy is about the naked chicks. Now we're about to see how well they do with just the articles.
Yeah, well, one thing about this is kind of worrisome to me. Playboy was kind of the introduction. I guess you could call it the gateway drug of porn. You would get a hold of your dad's magazine stash, his Playboys, or, you know, your uncle or your friend's dad or whoever. We always, back in our day, we always were able to find a magazine here or there. And that was kind of my introduction, anyway, to the naked female form, and therefore my introduction to porn. And it's kind of an innocent way, I guess, to see porn for the first time. So the thing that worries me is if this is gone, what is going to be the first intro? It's going to be some hardcore shit that you're going to find on Pornhub or something. And that can be shocking to a 12, 13, 14-year-old boy, whatever age they discover porn. And there's really no intro. It's just going to be jumped right into some scary shit. And I wish Amos could hear me so that we could converse about this.
You keep leaving me these hanging turnovers, and I can't tell. I know. So I'm going to assume you made a really good point on that. Congratulations. All right. Good follow up. as we close out this amazing episode, I wanted to throw another shout out to Sergeant Muffin out there, patreon.com/ Sergeant Muffin for hooking us up and for hooking up all of Diamond Club, really. And making things happen. Great individual, yep, over there. Just the chats that I've had with him between being exceptionally tired and exceptionally helpful. Quite the individual. cruise on over to patreon.com/sergeantmuffin and give a helping hand to all of Diamond Club. So, Kent, I will let you tell people where you can be found and any closing remarks you have before I go through the ending spiel. Hoping that I don't screw it up too bad this week.
Right on. All right, you can follow all my exploits on Twitter @RM_DelNoche. Come check me out on there. If you're a beer guy like me, you can go to ratebeer.com and look up username Del Noche, and you can see all the beers that I've been rating and see what's going on there. And I just wanted to echo what Amos said. Thank you to Sergeant Muffin. This is a really great opportunity for us to be on Diamond Club TV. Thank you.
All right. So yeah, see, there you go. There's a visual transition I can pick up on. All right. I'm Amos, Ethan Kane on Twitter. You can follow the show @RitualMisery. Submit ideas on our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can email us, podcast@ritualmisery.com. Call and leave us a voicemail, 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567-698-7672. And of course, you can find all these links and more ways to support the show and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. I can't stress enough the best way to give us any kind of support at all is to give us feedback, let us know what you think of the show, and maybe drop us a rating or a share or two, and that'd be great. So hopefully all can hear this. Thank you so much to Mr. Kevin McLeod. That's another shout-out we should give out for allowing us to use his music on incomptech.com. Thank you for listening and or watching and or stumbling through like I have today. For Kent, for me, and for you, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
And this is why we're still in beta.
It is, actually. every time we get comfortable with what we're doing, it goes back to beta. It certainly does. All right, we are live, homie.